This is the Social Geek Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cater
Danford at Northeast Color, listening to the Franchise News Podcast.
Thank you, Cater. It's Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news, so you don't have to. We have a new ruling on joint employer. The National Labor Relations Board issued that rule late last week. It broadens the joint employer rule to make companies jointly liable with their franchisees for labor terms and conditions, reviving an Obama-era rule that was limited in scope during the Trump administration. The International Franchise Association called on Congress to reject the NLRB's expansion of the rule. The IFA warns that the rule will undercut the independence of franchisees, decrease franchisees' equity in their own businesses, and cause franchisors to give less support to franchisees. Michael Lehman, IFA Senior VP of Government Relations and Public Affairs, said this overreaching and unworkable joint employer policy is designed to change the rules in the middle of the game for hundreds of thousands of franchise owners and turn them into middle managers in their own businesses. Here's more from Lehman.
When we went through Oxford Economics this summer and asked actual franchisees if they agreed with this, and only 14% of franchisees said they would have even opened their business as a franchise if this rule were in effect. So you can't get, 87%, 86% of people these days to agree the sky is blue. And yet absolutely overwhelming majorities of franchisees very concerned about this policy and what it's going to mean for their business.
Hear more from Michael Lehman on the latest Franchise Voice, the only podcast from the IFA. Download or stream at podcast.franchise.org. Sad news this week. Smoke's Poutinerie founder and CEO Ryan Smolkin died on Sunday. Smolkin was 50 years old. He was also a director of the We Care Board. Donations for that organization are being accepted in Ryan's name at wecare.kindful.com, campaign 1277. We'll have a link to that in today's show notes. Subway has officially opened its second global dual headquarters offices in Shelton, Connecticut, moving from Milford, Connecticut. The company moved consumer-facing and Latin American development staff functions to Miami with the opening of dual headquarters offices there in March. John Chidsey, Subway CEO, said, "The strategic relocation of our global dual headquarters to Shelton will provide employees with a world-class workplace and unlock access to services to help enhance their well-being." More acquisitions in the news this week. Franchise Equity Partners entered into an agreement to acquire Reliable Residential, which is the largest franchisee operator within Neighborly. As part of the partnership, FEP will focus on growing Precision Garage Door Service and other Neighborly brands. Reliable Residential has operations in Florida, Ohio, and Oklahoma. FEP plans to expand its presence across those states as well as throughout the U.S. Michael Esposito, founding partner of FEP, said, "This partnership positions us to work alongside the premier franchisor in residential services." John Schell, interim CEO at Neighborly, said, "A core pillar of our growth strategy is finding the right owners for our brands to grow with us, and we've done just that with the team at Franchise Equity Partners." Pearl Street Equity has acquired Famous Brands Franchising, parent company of Mrs. Fields and TCBY. John Lewis, president and COO of Famous Brands Franchising, said, "This transaction will take our franchisee support to the next level while enabling investment to grow both brands globally and bring our delicious products to more customers and families." My Salon Suite has acquired 6 Cirque Salon Studios in South Carolina, continuing its aggressive new growth strategy. The purchase marks the second major acquisition in less than 2 months for the brand, following the recent acquisition of 6 salons in Nevada. Mark Jamison, Chief Development Officer of parent company Propelled Brands, said, "My Salon Suite has seen tremendous franchise growth throughout 2023, and expanding our corporate presence is the next logical step in facilitating continued development. The addition of these outstanding salons to our portfolio underscores the strength of our network and resources." This is the Franchise News Podcast, brought to you today by Text Request. Are you answering your phone anymore? No one is answering their phone anymore. Text Request lets you text from your franchise's phone number and from your computer so you can actually get a response. Whether you've got one location or many, you're a franchisee or franchisor, you can use Text Request to generate more leads, increase sales, earn online reviews, and so much more, all through text. Visit textrequest.com to see a demo or text or call 423-218-0111 to talk right now about how you can grow your franchise through text messaging. And happy news from Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream. For every chocolate chip cookie pizza sold through February 29th, 2024, a dollar goes toward helping food service industry families during health crises. Happy Joe's is partnering with the charitable organization CORE, Children of Restaurant Employees, to bring relief to restaurant employees facing health issues, injury, death, or natural disasters. Chief Happiness Officer and CEO Tom Sacco said, "CORE is the perfect nonprofit for us to proudly support because we want our Happy Joe's family to have a safety net when faced with life-altering circumstances. Taking care of the less fortunate has always been a big part of Happy Joe's DNA. Partnering with CORE was a natural evolution for us." Career moves this week. Weldon Spangler is the new CEO at TGI Fridays. Primo Hoagies announced the appointment of its new Director of Business Development, Lauren Tesh Johnson. Melissa Blum is now Supplier Relationship Manager at Franserve. And Alexandra Russo is now a Branding Consultant at Apollo CMO. Congratulations to all, and go get them. That's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.